Some people call them quacks.
Yeah, some people do. Mm-hmm. But all I know is my life is better.
Oh, yeah, mine too.
With
no
a good
doubt.
Chiropractor in it. So.
Sure.
Yeah, everybody's so kind of different.
Gianni said I called him a loser?
Well, apparently, I don't know.
I wasn't calling. I mean, this is, like I said, that's what we said back in the
day. If the doobie fits, Gianni, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah,
if the doobie fits, wear it. Oh, gosh. Oh, Lordy.
No, I mean, I saw people really kind of destroy their lives. Not kind of. I mean, they did.
Right.
I mean, drugs. Just, you know, you hate to see it.
Only thing I worry about is a generation of people, of kids who mm-hmm. think, oh, there's nothing wrong with it.
Right.
You know, it's just like having a glass of wine or mm-hmm. something. And I personally don't think it is. But that's right. just my opinion. And mm-hmm. we're in America. And so far, that means something.
Right.
We'll see how long that lasts.
Just don't come to my path when you ran a red light. Then we're going to have a conversation.
Don't do the drug driving thing.
Right.
And I'm concerned about that. And how do you regulate that?
How do you measure it? We were talking about it last week. You don't have a, that I'm aware of, there could be a breathalyzer out there now. I don't know. That you blow into and it's like.
I think it's more likely they'll be
that
like.
That was Colombian, that was golden.
Take a strand of hair and do it that way. But so far that's not instant, I don't think.
Yeah.
So they need to get that.
I'm going to take your keys. I'll be back in a week.
It stays in your system for so long, too.
Yeah. I mean, it does, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. So, apparently, over the weekend, mm-hmm. there was a Boston woman who was taking her son for a walk on the beach.
Okay.
And it was just kind of a shortcut, you know, and she ended up having to be rescued. Camilla Coho, 54, said she was taking her son's dog, Lucy, mm-hmm. to walk on Constitution Beach in East Boston to find sea glass for her jewelry business.
Okay.
She decided to take a shortcut through what appeared to be gravel, but turned out to be mud. This is the second story I've seen about this. I've never walked these flats, and I'll never walk them again. She says it was almost like quicksand.
Oh, wow.
That I stepped in the mud, and pretty soon it was up to my knees, and I could not get out.
That's scary.
They had to call in firefighters to the scene. They put a ladder down on longboards to reach her. Lucy did not sink, but stayed by her side.
Right.
And she wasn't injured. She said she was able to find some sea glass after she was rescued.
Yes.
So it wasn't
a total loss.
The day wasn't a total loss. No, I saw on a show where some friends, I use that term loosely, lured their guy friend in, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. got him stuck up to his knees, and then videotaped themselves leaving him.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, what are you doing?
Wow.
They thought it was hysterical.
Yeah, he didn't.
They may have had it.
A few doobies.
May have had a little something going on as well. So watch that mud, folks.
You're listening to the Virginia Talk Radio Network, 100.9 WIQO Forest and 106.3 WMNA-FM Gretna Danville. This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. The National Guard has been brought in a suburb of Minneapolis after another deadly police shooting involving a black man. Dante Wright was killed during a traffic stop. Correspondent Jamie Yukas is in Brooklyn Center.
The 20-year-old allegedly drove away when police say officers tried to arrest him on an outstanding warrant. One officer fired a shot at the car and hit Wright, who allegedly continued driving several blocks before hitting another car. Wright died at the scene, and no one else was seriously injured.
Brooklyn Center is about 10 miles from where George Floyd died last May. Ex-officer Derek Chauvin's murder trial enters week 3 today. A police officer in Windsor, Virginia, has been fired 3 months after being involved in a traffic stop involving a black and Latino Army officer. Body cam video showed 2nd Lieutenant Caron Nazario being pepper sprayed and forced to the ground at gunpoint. His attorney, Jonathan Arthur.
It's really shocking to see law enforcement behaving this way to people who have sworn to uphold and defend the United States Constitution.
Michigan now leads the country in rising COVID cases. Brown University's Dr. Ashish Jha tells CBS this morning.
People in Michigan need to try to stay home as much as possible for the next few weeks. And from a policy point of view, we absolutely should be surging both testing and vaccinations to Michigan.
The majority majority of infections there involve the variant first detected in England. They loosened lockdown rules in the UK today.
Some pub owners reopened their outdoor seating at the stroke of midnight.
We didn't even know if anyone was going to come. It's midnight. It's freezing cold. But look, everyone's come.
Sort of half an inch off, maybe.
Some hairdressers, too, held midnight sessions, making up for months of lockdown. Gyms and spas are open again here, too. But social distancing rules remain very much in place. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Republicans and Democrats at odds over cost and content meet with President Biden today to talk about his $2.3 trillion infrastructure plan. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi tells CBS's Face the Nation.
The public understands that the worst and most expensive maintenance is no maintenance, and we have to maintain our roads, our bridges, our mass transit.
History on the green at Augusta.
Matsuyama is Japan's first Masters champion.
Jim Nance with the winner on CBS. Hideki Matsuyama hopes to lead the way.
Hopefully I'll be a pioneer in this and many other Japanese will follow. And I'm glad to be able to open the floodgates, hopefully, and many more will follow me.
S&P futures down 7. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Gary from Green Energy Management is back in the studio. Gary, what's new?
Well, the windows are selling really good. And for you people out there that'd like to know what a vinyl replacement window is, if you're thinking about buying or you're looking around, you can give me a call. I'll give you a price over the phone, tell you all about it. And then if you think you want to deal with me, I'll come out there and show you the window. If you say you want them, we'll do business. There's none of this, what do we got to do crap to put it in your house. So if you want to just know what it's going to cost you for an excellent window, you can get prices anywhere from $800 to $1,000, which is ridiculous. So if you're interested in getting vinyl price window, just give us a call and we'll give it to you over the phone. Call us at 434-546-0152, 434-546-0152.
Hi, this is Sherry Brady, Senior Mortgage Banker and Branch Manager with Apex Home Loans. Whether you're looking to buy a new home or refinance the one you already have, we have an amazing, experienced loan team ready to help you. Visit our website at lynchburglender.com to meet our entire team, then connect with us online or give us a call. Check us out today online at lynchburglender.com or call 434-237-1027.
Sherry Brady, NMLS ID 217258, Apex Home Loans, NMLS ID 2884, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ7.
Fair weather is likely to begin this week before rain returns. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. Today, nothing but sunshine with a high near 72 degrees and a light wind out of the west. Overnight, mostly clear with a low near 48 degrees. Then more sunshine on Tuesday with a high near 73 degrees and a light wind out of the north. Overnight Tuesday night, a low near 47 degrees with partly cloudy skies and rain chances set to return Wednesday into Wednesday night.
Currently 52 degrees on the south side, 52 in Roanoke and Salem, 50 in Bedford, 50 in Lynchburg, and 52 in Alta Vista.
So I was looking at the forecast. The temperatures will hit 70 for a short time today in our area. That's good. The sun, well, it's a little bit cloudy, and then the sun comes out this evening you know, more bright, and the clouds will go away. It's great. This is great weather. Gorgeous weather, as a matter of fact, if you have a motorcycle. I used to have one.
Yes.
And we keep talking about getting another one. It's going to be probably a combination dirt bike.
Well, you've been talking about just getting the clothes, just so you can feel like you're a motorcycle.
I want to feel like I've already checked out, the 2GoMoto.com, and we've checked their website out. We're so excited that they've come on board with the Morning Jam and our Virginia Talk Radio Network. If you want to look good as you're out there riding, they've got the apparel. If you break your bike, they've got the parts. You go check them out. The number 2GoMoto.com. You can find all your parts and apparel for your motorcycle ventures this spring. And hopefully there will be many for you. And hopefully I'm going to go look for a used bike. I've pretty much decided the driveway is going to be done here soon. And I may need a dirt bike to get up my driveway until the driveway's done, because it's a mud pie right now. So a good dirt bike would take care of that. You hear? Are you listening, honey?
Oh, she's listening. Look, she just got you back from your little project.
Bobcat romance. That's for right. 3 weekends in a row.
Yeah. You know you've neglected your wife when I get a text from her saying his mistress just rode off into the sunset on the back of a trailer.
My T250 Bobcat. Skid steer. 6 foot bucket. Oh my gosh, that baby's the diesel engine. It was a delight to have it for all that time. Thank you, Chris.
Well, I told her she just needs to go up to you and just shake you around, and then you'll be fine. Really? Do you miss her?
What about me?
That's right. That could work.
Well, that's the thing. I'm doing it for both of us.
Right.
That's what I keep telling her. Honey, I know I've been on this thing for hours, but it's for you. I'm doing it for. So.
Mm-hmm. So we have had not one but two officer involved crashes.
Oh yeah,
in the Lynchburg area.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I must have read something wrong. So we had the one in Roanoke,
right?
And that was two police officers involved in that one. Mm-hmm. And then last Thursday,
right,
there was another set of crashes with two police officers.
Yeah, where a Lynchburg squad car was on its side.
Was on its side, right. And then again,
over the weekend.
Yeah, Saturday.
It's three times.
Saturday morning.
Was it three cars or three policemen were injured? I'm
three officers were hospitalized.
Yeah.
Man. They were driving with their lights on, sirens activated. They went with minor injuries. I mean, my gosh.
Were they going to the same event, or were they on separate things and they...
I guess they were headed to the same place.
Wow. I say event, probably a crash event. Or a crime or something.
It's not like they were going to a ball or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think they were on a call.
Yeah.
But what is going on with that?
And we, Chris,
and how are they going to get those vehicles replaced?
Sure. I mean,
that's going to be
potentially two or three... Or
well,
four.
We've had at least four impacted.
Wow, that's right. Yeah, it'd be
by
four.
It.
Yeah.
So.
Goodness.
I don't know.
Imagine
maybe
a ride along.
Maybe we'll have to go back to. Oh my gosh. I've done ride-alongs before.
Yeah. Imagine that.
I never had anything that exciting. take place though.
Yeah.
I think maybe we need to go back to have some more driving school or something.
I don't know.
Because something's not
all
right.
All I know
there.
Is the insurance is going to go up for the city.
Yeah.
Oh, Lynchburg, didn't you guys have like two crashes with four vehicles within a 3-day period?
Yeah, that's going to make that go up.
Wow.
It's
I hope they're
be
all
interesting.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, we're going to be talking to some representatives from the Lynchburg Fire Department.
Mm-hmm.
The Firefighters Association had a big win last week,
right?
In that they had a Freedom of Information Act request to get the compensation market analysis the city paid for made public.
Okay.
So the fire department has long said that they're not their salaries aren't where they should be,
right. Based on the rest of the state, maybe.
Right? And they did do a market analysis on that, because that's what they look at for police and for the fire department.
Right.
Now the city is appealing that decision. Isn't that interesting?
To release the information.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe there's something in there. We We all should know, apparently.
Clearly, there's something in there they don't want him to see, or they wouldn't be appealing it.
Sure.
So that just seems like not very healthy.
Thank God we have that capacity to do these Freedom of Information Acts. Otherwise, we would be kept in the dark on so many things. And, you know, the thing is, Janet, you have to know what to ask for. You know what I'm saying? If you ask for the wrong thing, it's not going to help your case. I mean, it happens across the federal government, too. I mean, you have to know what you're looking for to ask for the right information.
That's right.
So somebody has to be doing their work already and being diligent in their preparation.
Apparently, they're going today.
Yeah.
And they're going to demand that HR releases the study because they have a court order for that. So it's going to be interesting to see, whether or not they're actually able to get it. I don't see how they cannot hand it over if they have that. And B, what's in it that they're trying to hide away.
Exactly.
So
it'll be interesting.
Yeah, it is going to be interesting.
We're going to have Amanda Chase on the show, too. That'll be good. We're going to talk to her about her campaign. And then, Janet, you've got somebody lined up to talk about what it takes to be a delegate, and you can still be part of that.
Right.
So we're going to have that interview coming up the next couple days.
And that'll be good. We did get a text earlier this morning because we were talking about, you know, delegates and how that works. Mm-hmm. Apparently, in Bedford, that deadline is going to be tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to be a delegate, you're going to have to get that turned in.
Get it going.
But we've got somebody coming in that's going to kind of break all that down for us.
Good.
And that'll be good. So, yeah, Bedford County deadline for delegate forms is tomorrow, the 13th. Also, I got a text from your wife.
Mm-hmm.
She said, gosh, I wish you talked about me that way.
What? Oh, my wife.
The way you were talking about her.
I love my wife. I wouldn't be working so hard if I didn't love her. Honey, I love you. So,
oh, brother.
No, I mean, she knows. It's guys and their little toys, and it's, you know, this was a 10,000-pound toy or whatever it weighed. I don't know. It was a pretty heavy machine. But, you know, it's pushing dirt. We've evolved.
I lost
from
my man to the lawnmower this week. There's a price to pay for living out in the country.
Sure.
And it requires a lot of mowing.
Sure it does, yeah.
So, you know, I get it. It's okay.
Okay.
So, a Japanese woman has been named the world's oldest office manager.
Oh, how old?
How long do you think you'll work? What are you thinking?
Me? Yeah, I'm hoping I work into my 70s. Yeah.
Okay. Well, she has worked as an office manager for the same company since 1956.
Wow.
She will celebrate her 91st birthday on May the 15th and still works 5 days a week, 7.5-hour days.
Wow. Good for her.
All I did was doing what I'm expected to do for 90 years, so I don't know what else to say.
Maybe we could hook her up with the 90-year-old, you know, cop that we did the story on last week.
Maybe so. Yeah. The office manager says at this point she has no plans to retire.
Well, that's cool.
Wow.
Hey, 434-534-8500 is our local number, toll-free anywhere, 866-916-3776. Jill on the line. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning, guys. How are you? This 92-year-old lady or 91, it's just living a simple life. You know, I see it all the time when I'm doing tax returns during the season and that, and how beneficial just it being satisfied with life and just going through. But I was calling about the election, and I've come to used to be able to do all the research that you need to do. We usually go by flyers or who looks cute or whatever. But I have a new plan after the last 4 or 5 years, and the reality is, look at who the Republicans establishment wants to put in office. Look at who the Democrats want to put in office. Look at how much money and flyers and things like that they have to spend on commercials and emails. And then those are the ones that you don't vote for. And it makes great. You know what I mean? If they're fighting against this person, then that's the person you want to have in the office. You know, I've totally changed my specter of how to decide who I'm going to vote for.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds like some good advice.
That does sound like good advice.
Simple wisdom from an old broad. Have a good day, guys.
right. You too.
You too, Jill. I wouldn't call her an old bride.
Interesting. No, you wouldn't call her. But it's okay if she calls herself that.
Well, this is true.
She's calling it out proudly.
Yeah, there you go.
She doesn't sound like, she sounds like a young broad on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's some wisdom to that.
Yeah, I think so.
One thing's for darn sure. I know I don't want Terry McAuliffe.
Oh, yeah, that's
so,
for certain.
Been that there, done that.
Yeah.
Have lived to vote another day. It seems to me like that most of the Republican Party seems to be getting behind Youngkin. Isn't that the feel you're getting?
It seems that way. Although there seems to be a little mo going in Snyder's direction. I'm hoping that Amanda still has some of that mo. I don't know. Time will tell.
I have to tell you, I like Amanda, but she's got a lot of controversy around her.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know how that's going to go. I really liked Pete Snyder. Mm-hmm. I really liked him. Yeah. So I've got my eye on Pete.
Him. Well, so we'll see what happens. Yeah.
Now Glenn Youngkin was out and about over the weekend.
Yeah,
and,
he was.
And he's been getting beat up a lot by the China affiliation.
He answers some of those questions, I guess, or at least tried.
Yeah, he says that they're doing that because he's winning, and that's what they do when you're winning.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm winning.
Okay. I'm going to win so much that you're going to be tired of winning.
Yeah. Oh. He does seem to be picking up a little bit of that that Trump vibrato.
Yes.
We'll see. Coming up, we've got more of the news you're going to want to know locally and nationally. I'm Janet Rose.
And I'm Mark Lamb.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark. Mornings 6 to 9 a.m.
Meet the SPLC, the largest anti-religious liberty group in America, the radical group that sues Christians all over the country, and a group that hates Donald Trump. Listen for yourself as their leader attacked President Trump 2 years ago.
He ran a campaign marked by bigotry, xenophobia, crude racial stereotypes, anti-Semitism, and tweets from the gutter of the neo-Nazi world.
Now, for the truly crazy part. Last year, Republican candidate for governor Glenn Youngkin began raising money for this radical anti-Trump group. You heard that right. Glenn Youngkin raised money for this radical anti-Trump group. Youngkin even sent a letter to all his employees, asking them to give money to this group, who compared Trump to Nazis. And now, 1 year later, Glenn Youngkin wants Republicans to vote for him to be governor. Yeah, right.
This ad was paid for by Patriot Leadership Trust.
As a consumer, you put your faith into manufacturers to design and create products that are safe for you and your family. When this trust is broken and you are seriously injured, it may be in your best interest to file a claim for compensation to help you get back on your feet. Hi, this is Randy Trost. Our attorneys and staff at Trost Law have experience to handle cases like this efficiently and effectively. I hope you never need our services, but if you do, you can rest assured we will be there for you. Contact us at trostlaw.com. Let our family help your family.
When you make the right decision, it feels good.
Like picking the perfect accent rug.
Or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night Netflix binge.
It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too.
That's why State Farm agents Mallory Teagarden in Lynchburg
and Lori Watkins in Alta Vista
are right here to help you select the right protection at the right price. Mallory
and Lori will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages, so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens.
Just visit Mallory in Windhurst
or Lori in Alta Vista today.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
8:21, it's the Morning Jam on a Monday. We are we're about 40 minutes away of wrapping this one up.
Which is hard to believe.
I know, it's just been
this
flying.
Monday's gone fast.
It really has. Over the weekend, a little bit of talk on Hunter Biden's new book. We didn't really cover it last week. I mean, I think it's just pretty much, it's a self-promotion book. But it has raised some questions about the old laptop and the Russia conspiracy and all that stuff. It was on the Futures yesterday, Sunday Futures, with Maria Bartiromo.
Hunter revived the now debunked narrative that the laptop could be part of a Russian disinformation campaign, insisting that he's done nothing wrong. 50 intelligence officials signed their name to a note to say it was Russia disinformation. So much so that actually Joe Biden used that as part of the campaign, and he discussed it in the primary during the election. Watch Joe Biden before the election. Here he is.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this is has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
That's exactly what.
Is this
that's
where you're
exactly
going?
What
this is
going.
Where he's going. The laptop all right. is Russia, yes. Russia,
gentlemen,
Russia.
I want to stay on the issue of race.
You
okay?
have to be kidding.
John Radcliffe, how does that happen? How do 50 officials say such a thing when you came here? You told us the truth.
To have 50 former Obama, Clinton, Biden national security officials come out after the director of national intelligence says that this is not true and promote a false narrative to protect Joe Biden and try and influence the outcome of the election, you know, that is the definition of politicizing intelligence. And people ask me all the time about election interference and election influence. And yeah, we need to be concerned about Russia and China and Iran. Very few people out in the media have accurately reported Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, and those issues that were important that would have framed the outcome of the election.
So we know that Twitter and Facebook Twitter canceled the New York Post's article. They had a big deep dive expose on Hunter's, you know, laptop, and uh-huh. it was nixed off of Twitter. They shut it down. These guys definitely played. I mean, there were so many forces that came in against Trump. You know, it's sad. Now this stuff is starting to slowly trickle out. You know, that Hunter Biden bought a gun illegally.
Mm-hmm.
And then his girlfriend supposedly disposed of his gun, you know, within, I don't know, a couple hundred yards of a school in a trash can.
I'm sure that was all coincidental.
And he bought it illegally. I mean, in that he filled out the form stating he was not, you know, influenced under drugs and all this kind of stuff when he had a cocaine
clearly
issue,
which is very well documented.
So, you know, what kind of trouble is Hunter
going to
get
into?
Well,
in his own words, he would smoke anything he could get his hands on.
Right, yeah.
Isn't that what he said?
Yeah.
I don't know that this book is doing him any big favors.
It doesn't put him in a very good light.
It doesn't. No, it's pretty funky. What? But I think he's desperate for money.
Well, that's it. The money that was coming from, you know, the deals that were made across the pond,
right. they've all dried up
because mm-hmm. they had to.
Right.
Because daddy's president now.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's still, these people get a lifestyle.
Well, and just the whole thing of talking about, you know, the affair he was having with his dying brother's wife and how that's messed up the kids.
And then he wanted his dad to approve of it.
And he did.
It's just like, this is so
he
weird.
He wanted the public to think that Joe and Jill approved of this relationship, and they basically, you know, put out a statement saying, right. "Oh, we're so glad they found each other."
Right.
Just it's disgusting.
It is.
It's really gross.
It's bizarre.
But that's kind of where we are. So I don't know that this book is going to be doing him any huge favors, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah, probably not. So. Yeah. So we had
a text that came in that says, you see, the media never has to go back and write their false lies ever.
No, they don't.
Or they do it in little tiny print.
Right.
On the very last page.
Because they're too busy with the news story now destroying other people's lives and putting their spin on it.
It's really incredible, some of the stuff that gets put out there. And you have to watch. You have to watch TV, even local television, I've noticed.
Yeah, we found that out.
You have to watch it very, mm-hmm. very carefully and kind of read between the lines because they are going to skew it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is, many times, the story's bad enough without you adding anything to
right,
it.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, you take for example the story that's coming out of the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area,
mm-hmm.
Where that police officer got fired. I'm not saying he shouldn't have been fired.
Right.
I'm not saying that at all. They were obnoxious and heavy-handed.
Mm-hmm.
But the man was doing things that were illegal. Right. He had dark tinted windows that were too dark. They weren't legal. No license plate on the back.
On the back.
And I'm sorry, according to the video, he was resisting arrest.
Right.
He was not following the officer's instructions. He was not doing what he was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's resisting arrest.
Right.
I know they probably call it something else now.
Sure.
Because we've changed the description of everything now.
Can you imagine wanting to be a cop right now?
No.
You have somebody that you know that wants to kind of venture into that, right?
I do. One of my children was talking about it. And we sat down and had a long, just a very long talk about, you know, what that looks like.
Right.
And the thing about it is we need good people.
We do.
Being police officers, and I think we have a lot of good people who are police officers, but there's also this element of people who are drawn to that position of power for all the wrong reasons.
Right.
And then everybody kind of gets painted with that same brush.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the climate right now is just so horrendous. We don't know what's going to happen in the George Floyd case, but my gut feeling is that it's not going to end well, that there's going to be.
Well, it seldom does.
Yeah, and then there's going to be even more fallout from the shooting over the weekend and the young man that 20 years old has died, you know, 10 miles. They have to make it the point that it happened 10 miles from the actual courtroom where the George Floyd case is being tried.
Of course.
I mean, okay, whatever.
And I mean, it's just like pouring gasoline on a fire
right
now. And heaven knows we don't need that.
No, not at all.
No. Well, if you're wanting to kind of stop thinking about some of the
craziness,
heady stuff for this Monday, I'm going to post a video up on our Facebook page that you might want to see. It kind of grosses me out, but I'm very enamored by it. Have you ever been to Thailand?
I have not, no.
That's one of those places that I think I would like to go to until I saw this video, and then maybe I don't. A gigantic lizard.
Okay.
They have these giant water monitor lizard. It wandered into a 7-Eleven.
Wait, how big is it?
It's so big. It's really big. I think he looks like he's like 4 or 5 feet long.
Wow.
I mean,
that's like, ooh.
He's crawling up. He's crawling. It looks like a person in a suit is what it looks like.
Okay.
He's crawling up the shelves, knocking lots of things to the ground. We're not exactly sure where the 7-Eleven is located or how the lizard was eventually removed. Apparently, water monitors are very common in Thailand, and they're known as some of the largest reptiles in the world.
Wow.
Could you imagine? I mean, I don't. Mm-mm.
No, thanks.
We don't have anything like that. I didn't even like the little ones.
Oh, I don't. Well, I had an encounter with a little one this weekend.
Oh, you did?
I thought it was a snake at first. The way the head stuck out and everything. So later I would find, because when I saw it was the head, and then next time I saw it was the tail only. So I thought, okay, this is surely a snake. Thought it might have been a copperhead or something. And ended up being a lizard. I saw it. It came out in full glory.
Apparently, they can be 9 feet long. Males generally grow larger than that.
Oh, my gosh.
You wait till you see this video. If you're not friends with us on Facebook, you need to be. The Morning Jam on VTRN. This one is 6 feet long. I was close.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he's 6 feet long.
Wow.
He's so big.
Climbing up the shelves.
Yeah, I don't know if he wanted a big gulp or what, but he was like...
He deserves one. That's 6 foot.
I'm going to need a big gulp. Here, you can take whatever you want. And just take it and go.
Wow.
And just leave us in peace.
Wow.
I don't know. I think my trip to Thailand may have to be... I mean, unless you're going to get a saddle and ride that baby out of there.
Right.
He's a big boy.
That's right. Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
All right. So we got some local stories coming up. Kimberly McBroom from WDBJ7. She'll
and some
have
breaking
some,
stories. Yeah,
some breaking news in Franklin
seems
County.
That there may be a bomb threat there. We'll get you updated on that.
Yeah, we'll do that. And then Janet's Five and Dine and a little bit more fun to finish out today's Morning Jam. Thanks for being with us.
C-103. CBS News Brief. Police near Minneapolis used flashbangs and tear gas to try to break up protesters after a 20-year-old black man was killed during a traffic stop. His mother says Dante Wright called her and said
that he was getting pulled over by the police. And I said, well, why did you get pulled over? He said they pulled him over because he had air fresheners hanging from the rearview mirror.
That's illegal in Minnesota. Police say they stopped Wright on an outstanding warrant and fired when he tried to drive away. As COVID infections rise in the upper Midwest, officials say they need more vaccines. Brown University's Dr. Ashish Jha tells CBS.
Many states are sort of not even using up their supplies anymore. Instead of sending more vaccines there, we should now be sending more and more vaccines to Michigan.
An explosion at an Iranian nuclear plant. CBS's Ian Lee.
While no one has claimed responsibility, Israel is believed to be behind the attack. Iran's foreign minister Javad Zarif vowed his country would take revenge.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Good morning. This is Kimberly McBroom in the WDBJ 7 Newsroom with your Virginia Talk Radio Network news update. In Galax, one person's in custody after a fire destroyed a home Saturday night on Crooked Creek Road. The fire department says the one person living in the home made it out safely and was then taken into custody by Virginia State Police. No word yet on what charges they're facing. In Henry County, police are investigating a two-car crash that left one person dead and four injured Sunday on Route 220. State police say a driver lost control and hit another car head-on. The driver who was killed was Joshua Lee Williams of Martinsville. And Virginia's rent relief program is having a lasting impact on households affected by the pandemic. People eligible for unemployment benefits can receive rent relief through this program. The program will be getting a boost through the American Rescue Plan. I'm Kimberly McBroom. Join me for WDBJ 7 Morning from 4:30 until 7 every weekday morning. And join us from 7 to 9 on WCBJ 24.
Hey folks, Mark Dalton here with the Terry Auto Group. Are you looking for a new VW? I got you covered. Are you looking for a new Subaru? I've got you covered. So you're looking for a pre-owned used vehicle? Well, guess what? I've got you covered there too. We have four locations with close to 400 pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, as well as new VWs and new Subarus. So when you're in the market for your next vehicle, think Terry Auto Group, where we have your safety at the top of the list. And we'll make your purchase experience the best you've ever had. In fact, we'll even bring the car and set it in your driveway so you can test drive it right from your house. We also include a lifetime powertrain warranty on all of our new VWs and new Subarus. So check us out 24/7 at terryautogroup.com. That's terryautogroup.com. You'll love our cars.
You've got a slick-looking, smooth-sounding motorcycle and want to keep it that way. So visit 2GoMoto.com. That's the number 2GoMoto.com. You'll find parts that fit almost any motorcycle make and model. That way you'll keep enjoying your ride, and of course you've got to look good. That's why 2GoMoto.com has comfortable, fashionable, and practical apparel. Visit 2GoMoto.com 24/7 to make sure you're enjoying your motorcycle. That's the number 2GoMoto.com.
It's time for your Morning Jam forecast, brought to you by WDBJ 7.
Fair weather is likely to begin this week before rain returns. I'm meteorologist Ian Cassette. Today, nothing but sunshine with a high near 72 degrees and a light wind out of the west. Overnight, mostly clear with a low near 48 degrees. Then more sunshine on Tuesday with a high near 73 degrees and a light wind out of the north. Overnight Tuesday night, a low near 47 degrees with partly cloudy skies and rain chances set to return Wednesday into Wednesday night.
54 degrees now in Bedford and Lynchburg. Alta Vista has 54, Appomattox 55, Roanoke 54, and Danville 55 degrees.
Okay. All right.
We do have some late kind of breaking news, although we don't have a ton of information on it. It would seem that there has been a bomb threat that has being investigated now at a local restaurant. This morning, according to the Franklin County Sheriff's Office, the bomb threat was called in for the Westlake Bojangles. They are asking motorists to avoid the area at this time, if at all possible. Again, this is in Franklin County. The Westlake Bojangles there has received a bomb threat. That, according to the Franklin County Sheriff's Office.
All right. Well, we'll keep you updated if anything else breaks before the The show ends at 9 o'clock. Rustburg Marketplace, anchored by the Food Lion. I've been down there at the end of 501 where it tees and goes into 24 in Rustburg. That 46,000 square foot grocery anchored shopping center has been sold for $4.7 million. Let's see, you've got things like the Dollar, Family Dollar, the Virginia ABC, the Kent Mall LLC purchased the strip mall, which sits on 8.5 acres from the Rustburg Ventures LLC. That deal has been completed, and we'll see what happens, what they do with it. There may be some room for expansion because the 8.5 acres is a pretty big piece of property, and it looks like places like in behind Hardee's and stuff, there could be some more stores for the Rustburg area.
Well, it started last evening, but Western Virginia Water Authority is conducting underground utility work on Williamson Road Northwest and Hildebrand Road Northwest that's going to result in temporary road closures. According to the city of Roanoke, Williamson Road will be closed at the intersection of Hildebrand Road between 7 p.m. and 7 a.m., and then officials expect the work to be completed by 7 a.m. on Friday, April the 16th. In the meantime, motorists are asked to look for and to follow the established detour route that has been set up in that area of Williamson Road.
The city of Lynchburg considering renaming Fifth Street to Martin Luther King Boulevard. This conversation, according to Pastor Charles Dunn of Jericho Baptist Missionary Chapel on Fifth Street, has this conversation has been going on for almost 30 years. He recently pointed out a picture in an old newspaper where Vice Mayor M.W. Thornhill was sitting in the middle of a couple of folks talking about this. So we'll see what happens. A lot of people have called portions of Fifth Street MLK Boulevard. We'll see if it follows all the way through Janet to become Martin Luther King Boulevard all the way down into downtown Lynchburg.
I've been talking about that for a while, mm-hmm. So we'll see how that shakes out. Okay. 434-534-8500 is our number, or toll-free 866-916-3776. Somebody asked if we posted the video. Yes, the video.
The video is gross. I saw it during the break. It's gross.
Well, you and I think it's creepy, but Matt
loves it.
Matt loved it. He thought it was fantastic.
Oh, cool. Well, the thing got up, it literally crawled.
It scaled up all the
mm-hmm. shelves.
Right.
And then it's right over top of the slush machine.
It was going for a Slurpee. I told you.
And its tongue is like, I don't know, 8-10 inches.
Wanted a
Slurpee. He's like licking into the machine.
It's really hot in Thailand. You don't know.
Well, I don't know, but if he goes back out and tells his friends,
yeah, really.
I mean, this is going to be a
then they're really. I want to see the video of them removing him.
Oh yeah, does that exist?
Or did everybody else just remove themselves?
You'd have to.
But they're used to it.
I mean, they're used to it.
These lizards are everywhere.
They're just roaming the streets.
They just roam.
Oh my gosh,
they just roam around.
I'm sorry, these are beyond lizards. That thing is the size of an alligator.
Yeah, well, maybe bigger. I mean, because he's 6 feet. This one was 6 feet long.
Right.
They can be 9 feet long.
Oh gosh.
And they're a bit, like, you could put a saddle on him. I'm pretty sure.
If you remember the scene in the 007 movie. Okay, I can't remember which one, but it's where James Bond, it's one of the recent ones, Daniel Craig, gets thrown down into this pit, and this gate opens, and a bunch of these guys come out from this, like, tunnel,
mm-hmm.
and they're down in this, this is like in this highfalutin, you know, casino
okay.
that you can look down over into the pit, and that's where he ends up, and these things were hissing.
Is that what it sounds like?
I mean...
It sounds like he's got like a little emphysema
Hyena.
Going on there.
Been smoking too much dope,
I guess.
A little too much Mary Jane for the lizard. Anyways, these things, I think they could really do you some harm. To me,
well, he didn't seem interested in the people.
They were all in the corner screaming.
He seemed more interested in the Slurpee.
He was definitely interested in the Slurpee.
So I think that might be.
Just get the creeps.
Something. Well, on a lighter note, before we go into Five and Dine,
yeah.
I do want to make, and I don't do this a lot.
Okay.
I do want to make a movie recommendation.
Oh, okay.
To those of you who are listening, if you have not seen News of the World,
yeah,
I highly, highly recommend this movie. It has Tom Hanks in it.
Okay.
He plays a Civil War veteran who agrees to deliver a girl who was taken by the Kiowa Indians.
Okay.
And so she had lived with them, and it talks about, you know, the dynamics of the frontier people and the Indians, and it's not particularly preachy in any way, but it does show an interesting dynamic of that time period, and it's a role that I've never seen Tom Hanks in before. It's just very interesting. And what his character does is he goes from town to town reading newspapers.
Okay.
So he was like talk radio before it was talk radio.
Wow.
So he goes from town to town, and people will pay him a dime, right, and they come in, and he gets them updated on the news of the world.
Interesting. Well, yeah. Here.
It was so good.
This is where
his name is Johanna Leonberger. Indians took you when they attacked your family 6 years prior. Her mother, father, and sister were, well, they passed.
Wow.
Family down in Castroville.
Captain, why are you doing this?
She needs to laugh and dream.
Wow, that looks very...
It's so good. Yeah. I mean, it is just one of those... I think he might get nominated for an Oscar for it. It's just one of those movies that makes you think, and it makes you feel.
Right.
And it's just... Because they can't even speak to each other. Because not only was she raised by Indians and could speak Indian, before that she was German.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Because there were so many immigrants.
Yeah, sure.
And so he's like trying German, he's trying it, you know, anything he can do to try to
communicate
with this little girl, and it's just such a good movie. If you get a chance, I think you can rent it now for like $5 or something. It's worth every penny.
Yeah, well, where I stopped the movie trailer, they're coming around a corner and some guys come out from behind the
I'm telling
the trees.
You,
it looks like it could be intense at times.
It's very intense. It's very, it's just the right mix.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely captivates you.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, oh my gosh, what would it be like just to travel from town to town?
Sure.
Back then. Because they would come if you had anything other than buckshot, they'd confiscate your guns.
Oh, really?
So if you had, a gun, you had it legally.
Okay.
You couldn't, because the soldiers would come and take your gun, because there was still so much animosity.
Yeah,
and
between.
It's fascinating. It's definitely worth a watch.
Okay, great. Well, I'll have to take a look at it. Mm-hmm. I like Tom Hanks. He always seems to, of course, you know, these guys at this level, they get to pick their scripts pretty much. So.
And he's actually playing a character in the book. The character is in his 70s.
Oh, really? Okay.
Which makes the story even more incredible.
Sure.
He's trying to protect this little girl as they go through this. I mean, because he's getting it from all sides.
Right.
I mean, he has to watch out for the Indians. He has to watch out for some soldiers.
Sure.
He has to watch out for, you know, just nefarious robbers on the. It's just.
Sure.
It's exciting. Mm,
interesting.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
So this recipe is one that I've had a couple of times. It's very good. I know of your love of peanut butter and chocolate.
Yes.
This is a peanut butter oatmeal chocolate cookie.
Wow.
And it's actually kind of healthy. Really?
Oatmeal thing going there, yeah.
Well, you've got a cup of your instant oats, 3/4 of a cup of whole wheat flour. You can use regular flour, but I'm telling you, the whole wheat flour is delicious in this. Then 1.5 teaspoons of baking powder and 1/4 of a teaspoon of salt. So you're going to mix all that together and set it aside. Then you're going to take a large egg white at room temperature. You're going to whisk that together with a teaspoon of vanilla extract and 1/4 of a cup of natural peanut butter, preferably.
Mm-hmm.
The original recipe calls for homemade peanut butter, but let's be honest, that's never going to happen.
Right.
So 1/4 of a cup of the homemade peanut butter and 1/2 a cup of honey. No, you cannot have my honey that you brought me this morning.
Yeah.
You're going to mix all that together with a couple of tablespoons of dark chocolate chips and then a tablespoon of miniature chocolate chips. And then you're going to mix it together, scoop them out. It'll make about 15 cookies. Scoop it out, and you're going to bake it in a 325 oven. And then you take some of the mini chocolate chips, and you just, you know, put those over the top.
Oh.
Now, if you're really wanting to get healthy, you can do the carob chips, which are pretty delicious.
Yeah.
So, you know, give it a try. This is a delicious recipe. You can find it on The Morning Jam at VTRN if you just want today's recipe. If you want to see all the recipes we share, join our public group, Janet's 5 and Dine on Facebook.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
At We Fix Stupid Computers, they empower individuals.
If you're a business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. A local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person who will steer them right. Hi, I'm Chip Harvey.
And I'm Kim Gardner. And as State Farm agents, we're no different. We run a small business too, so we're perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. So stop in and talk with me, Kim Gardner, in the Amalon Shopping Center in Madison Heights.
Or me, Chip Harvey, on Timberlake Road next to McDonald's. And let's talk about your small business insurance today.
Get the Mills Heating and Air Conditioning preseason AC check for only $79. Save money and energy. Mills will check for proper Freon levels, electrical contacts, wiring, and more. Only $79. MillsHeating.com.
We'll bring comfort to you.
Mills Heating and Air Conditioning.
We bring comfort to you.
There are over 800 homeless men, women, and children living in the Lynchburg community each year. What can be done to stop the cycle? I'm Herschel Keller, a partner with Gentry Lock Attorneys. Miriam's House exists to end homelessness and rebuild lives by providing housing, support, and a sense of community. Last year, they provided housing for over 300 individuals, including 135 homeless children. Learn how you can help by visiting miriamshouseprogram.org.
Sponsored by Gentry Lock Attorneys, Roanoke, Lynchburg, and Richmond.
As the state reopens amid the coronavirus pandemic, we here at the information stations of the Virginia Talk Radio Network will continue to provide local businesses with a platform to share their stories across our 8 frequencies in Southwest, Central, and Southside Virginia. If you're interested in helping local businesses spread the word about their reopening, we have outside sales opportunities available in Lynchburg, Bedford, Roanoke, and Southside. Send your resume to info@virginiatalkradionetwork.com to become a part of the information stations. We've got local businesses covered.
Hi, I'm Chris Hill, the host of Motley Fool Money. Join me every Saturday morning for a look at the world of business and investing that's going to help you make better decisions about your money. Each week on Motley Fool Money, we break down the headlines from Wall Street, talk with business leaders and authors, plus we'll give you an inside look at the stocks on our radar.
Everybody needs money. That's why they call it money.
Motley Fool Money, Saturday mornings at 9, right here on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
At We Fix Stupid Computers, they empower individuals and businesses through their technology. From PCs to Macs, tablets to laptops, data recovery, training and business IT support, they help with all your computer needs. They also do free electronic recycling. With over 30 years' experience and thousands of satisfied clients, they've seen a lot of change over time and can help you with your technology crisis.
Hey, this is Colt at We Fix Stupid Computers, Linlinx Technologies, located on 221 in Forest. Give us a call at 525-8590 or online at wefixstupidcomputers.com.
Rumors spread around, and I had to take the time by the shack outside the game. If you know what I'm talking about, just let me know if you wanna go.
The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
8:51. It's the Morning Jam, wrapping up our last segment. I don't think we got any updates on the Bojangles thing. We had a breaking news story just a little while ago. In Franklin County, there was a Bojangles where there was a bomb threat, and they were asking motorists to just stay away from that area and, you know, just not make it any more complicated than it already is. So Franklin County, it is West Lake Bojangles, according to the sheriff's office in Franklin County. So we'll have some news on that tomorrow,
Sarge,
I'm sure.
Sarge texted in. We were talking about the lizard in Thailand, big water monitor.
Do we have to talk
lizard.
About it?
He said he got his last promotion in Thailand.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Wow. That thing looks, honestly, it didn't say how many pounds. The thing had to be 80, 90 to 100 pounds.
6 feet long? Yeah. He's probably more than that.
Yeah. See, I don't know how much
he looks. I mean, they're really
all muscle.
They're all thick and
right.
big. So I bet he weighs 130 anyway.
Yeah, could be.
Probably.
Can you imagine? Yeah, don't want to wrestle with that.
Gary said there were lizards who said expletives in Vietnam. They were not. They just made you all say it.
Oh gosh, these guys not behaving this morning.
They are not behaving this morning.
Gianni said earlier, and we were talking about, you know, the whole marijuana thing.
Right.
And in being infertile, is that right? Is that the right word?
Infertile?
Yeah.
Yeah, it can just decrease
your sperm
fertility.
Count and all that stuff. And he said he thought that's what his problem was.
Yeah, that's it. That's your problem.
Other than being sunny in 71 and
always,
Smith Mountain, always.
At Smith Mountain Lake, always. In the dead of winter.
Right. Right.
Hey, so in this world of COVID that we live in now,
yes.
we've got mask wearing going on all the time.
Right.
If you sneeze or cough, I mean, people look like they're going to take you down.
Oh, it's like how dare you?
I mean, allergy season. If you sneeze around people.
Yeah.
So, you know, I find myself doing the
thing. No, that's not good.
Well,
because it blows your brains out, doesn't it? I mean, when you do that, you sort of push it back into your head.
I don't know that it blows your brains out.
My cousin is a kid. That's how he would sneeze. I mean, when I sneeze, it shakes the wall.
All right, so sneezing is a powerful activity,
right.
as we know.
Right.
It can propel droplets from your nose at a rate of 100 miles per hour.
Wow.
Which sounds like that's what you're doing. Thanks very much. Please at least cough into your elbow.
Clean the mic off.
Why are they so powerful? It's all about pressure. When you sneeze, your body produces pressure in your respiratory system.
Right.
Sinuses, nasal cavities, down your throat into your lungs.
That's a Dr. Kathy kind of question.
Holding in a sneeze greatly increases pressure inside the respiratory system to a level of about 5 to 24 times that caused by the sneeze itself.
Okay.
Experts say holding in this additional pressure inside your body can cause potential injuries, which can be serious.
That makes sense.
Ruptured eardrums have happened.
Right, right. I said my brains. That whole nasal passage thing.
Middle ear infection.
Sure, that makes sense.
Damaged blood vessels in the eyes, nose, or eardrums.
Wow.
That makes sense.
Wow.
Yeah. Diaphragm injury.
Mm-hmm.
Aneurysm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, Lord, I'm never holding another sneeze in again. Throat damage. That's not good.
Let it out, Janet.
Just let it go.
Just let
it go. Let it go. Broken ribs.
Oh, wow. Now, I didn't know it would.
Well,
wow.
Well, there has to be a happy medium, though.
Sure.
My father-in-law, back in the day, and he's a tiny little man.
Mm-hmm.
He would sneeze until objects would move in the room.
Right.
I mean, it was ridiculously loud. I think we can find a happy medium between that and holding it in.
Yeah.
So if you, like me, are one of those people who holds in a sneeze, I'm bad about doing
that
because I don't, you know, first of all, nowadays, I don't want people to look like I'm Typhoid Mary or something because they do. Have you ever had to sneeze in front of people in the past year and a half?
I don't like it.
Right. And if you cough or sneeze, people look at you like you have a leprosy.
Right. Exactly. You're spreading COVID.
You know what? I don't care.
People
I'm going to be
die
sneezing.
If you sneeze or cough in public.
But I have a mask on.
Right.
So, you know, you would think that would be fine. But it's not good for you. So do not hold the sneeze in. You got to let it go.
My mom would sneeze. My mom, you know, she was about the size of Sophie on, you know, the Golden Girls.
Oh, okay.
You know, so
little Italian lady. Uh-huh.
She could let out a sneeze that just, you know, I mean, oh my gosh.
Would shake the rafters.
It really would. And I took after her when it came to that. So I can let out. Now, my wife, on the other hand, she doesn't sneeze loud. She belches. I mean, if she belches in public, She'll just, she puts there, back on the stone face and people look at me.
And let me
There's
just.
There's no way that came out of her.
Let me just say, there is no evidence that this also applies to belching and right. or flatulence.
Oh,
so
wow.
do not use that as an excuse.
Right.
And if you say Janet said, I will deny it because this only applies to sneezing. Everything else, you can just hold it in. How about that? All right. In Pennsylvania, there was an accident on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
It caused quite the sticky situation.
Oh.
We've heard of, you know, well, we had it happen here. Was it piglets that got out or turkeys?
Oh, what it was turkey. It was turkeys.
Was it turkeys?
Yeah, it was turkeys.
Okay. That overturned and
right.
they were like, oh, going everywhere.
Right.
We've had it happen with milk.
Sure.
Never have we had it with truckloads of syrup.
Ooh.
Apparently, there were two tractor trailers. They collided under a highway overpass, causing one to spill its load of syrup.
Mm.
Reports indicate that they jackknifed on Interstate 476 and collided with another truck underneath the overpass. The tractor trailer carrying a load of syrup ended up on its side, spilling the sticky substance onto the roadway.
Oh, geez.
Crews had to be summoned to clean up the mess.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That just has to be.
That's disgusting. And I wonder, I mean, was this syrup in bottles? Or don't carry syrup in like big tankers or anything, do they?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, anything's possible. Yeah.
Well, I don't think I'd want to clean that up.
Me either.
And you're going to have critters coming from all over.
Yeah.
After that stuff. You're going to have bees and all kinds
right.
of things. I don't know. Well, it was quite the mess. A sticky, sticky mess. I had a molasses incident in my cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And now anything I set up there, and I tried to get as much of it as I could, but now anything I set there, it sticks to it.
Right.
So like I go to get the breadcrumbs, and they're stuck to the... I got to work on that today.
Well, you just brought me back to one of my favorite commercials. Insurance companies have the best commercials.
Oh.
This is one with a helium truck that overturned in a tunnel.
Oh, no. Are you okay, Mike?
Yeah, got a pretty big fender bender here.
Don't worry. State Farm's got you covered.
That's great to hear. Robin, what's going on?
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm. We're going to get you a tow truck, Mike.
Thank you. Real fender bender going on.
Fender bender.
Everybody remain.
Go with the one that's here to help life go right.
Remember that commercial.
The cops coming, or the last ones at the end with the foghorn, and their voices are all messed up too.
Bender, bender.
Are you sure you're okay?
I don't remember that commercial, now I'm going to have to go see it.
It's a State Farm commercial.
Oh, wow.
Just type in State Farm Insurance.
See, why don't they bring
helium.
Commercials like that back?
Oh, I know.
Because that's amazing.
That's a good one, yeah.
I'm one of those people who... I don't think it will matter how old I am.
Right.
If there's a helium balloon around.
Oh, really? You inhale, huh?
I do. I just think it's so funny. I like to sing songs.
Oh, really?
It's great fun.
Maybe we'll get
it's
some
the only
balloons
time
in
I'm
here.
A soprano.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know, I'm going to be a soprano in heaven, I've decided.
Yeah, okay, good.
But for now, I'm an alto.
Okay.
We'll be back tomorrow. Look forward to spending Tuesday with you. Thanks for the calls and the text and for being a part of our Morning Jam family. I'm Janet Rose.
I'm Mark Lamb. Don't forget, we have Amanda Chase on tomorrow. We'll be interviewing her. And we'll see who else. Maybe
the,
we'll round
the,
up.
The Fire Department Association is going to be joining us,
thank
too.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about some Freedom of Information Act stuff. So we'll do that tomorrow. Busy, busy day. Have a good Monday. Make today awesome. And we'll do this again. Take care.